Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
Yeah. So, Peter, can you tell us a little bit about the incident which led to the Queensland government's decision to fine Adani for breaching their environmental obligations?
Well, this is the second time that an incident like this has occurred in the past 2 years. On this occasion in February, we had a lot of heavy rain in North Queensland. There wasn't a cyclone as such, but at the time, but at Abbott Point, where Adani's port is located, a lot, you know, like many hundreds of millimetres of rain fell, and water flowed from the port into the wetlands. In a similar way to what happened back in March 2017, when we saw extensive contamination of that wetland system from Adani's port.
Well, as you were saying, Adani blamed extreme weather for the incident. Well, how valid is their argument that environmental factors can play a role in pollution events?
Yeah, look, in the region that they operate, there are, you know, cyclones that come as close as the one in 2017, Cyclone Debbie, about every 2 years. So within 100 kilometres of the port, there's a cyclone every 2 years. So Adani is operating in a very sensitive environment. They have the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area on one side, and then they have this nationally significant wetland on the other side of their port. So they really should be doing everything in their power to prevent any pollution leaving that port and contaminating these really significant environmental values.
Well, why should private companies like Adani care about environmental protection when there's regulatory bodies such as Department of Environment and Science which actually monitor it for them?
Well, I suppose if you were driving a car down the road, then you should take a responsibility to obey the law. But it's when you breach the law that the police step in and apply a penalty to you. And that's what's happened here. Adani has not done the right thing by the environment, despite, you know, constant claims that they are being managed by some of the strictest environmental conditions of all time. And so the police, in this case, are the Department of Environment and Science, and they have issued Adani with fines for their breaches of environmental law on two occasions at Abbott Point. On the first occasion, Adani has challenged that fine, and that's still before the court. And on the second case, we don't know what Adani's reaction will be. You know, they could just pay the fine and admit to their guilt, or they could also challenge that breach in the court.
Well, if you've just joined us, we're speaking with Peter McCallum from the McKay Conservation Group about the fines issued to mining company Adani following a pollution incident at Abbott Point Coal Terminal. So, Peter, how do you think this incident will affect Adani's hope for the future of the Carmichael coal mine?
Well, you know, it's actually Adani is a sort of like the top of the pyramid in terms of the number of different companies that run their different operations, and so it may not really have an impact on the Carmichael mine itself, because the port is run by a company called Abbott Point Bulk Coal, which is owned by Adani, like the Carmichael mine. But I think what it does is, it says to politicians and others sort of making decisions around Adani that they're playing fairly fast and loose with Australia's environmental laws. You know, we've also seen them under investigation for illegal drilling out at the Carmichael mine site, where they have apparently or allegedly been putting in place dewatering bores. So they've been trying to reduce the amount of water in the aquifers under the mine site before they have approval to do so. Adani claims that they've just been doing some monitoring of the water levels in the water table, but it appears from the type of bores that were drilled there that that's not the case. So, you know, I think that this is just further evidence of Adani's lack of environmental credibility in Australia, which sort of matches its credibility overseas as well.
Well, what steps can Adani do to help reduce their environmental impact of their projects?
Well, what they should be doing is putting in place engineering structures that prevent any movement of water out of their port into the surrounding environment, and especially if that water contains any contaminants. We also want to see the government review their licensing for the port, and the government has the power to do that if they wish. So we've asked the Queensland Department of Environment and Science what actions they're taking to review Adani's environmental authority, because this is likely to lead to the long-term degradation of that significant wetland that's home to 20,000 birds in the Australian summer, when they migrate from the northern hemisphere to escape the tremendous cold in Siberia or Alaska. So it's really important that those wetlands are maintained into the future, not just for the habitat for those birds, but also all the other creatures that live within them.
And Australia does have a lot of vulnerable animals in our country. Peter, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much, Nathaniel.